First Presidency Message: Families Can Be Together Forever, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The priesthood power to bind families eternally is one of the greatest gifts of God. Every person who understands the plan of salvation longs for that lasting blessing. Only in sealing ceremonies performed in dedicated temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does God offer the promise that families can be bound together forever. The priesthood keys that make this possible were restored to the earth by the prophet Elijah to Joseph Smith in the Kirtland Temple. Those priesthood keys have been passed in an unbroken line through living prophets in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to the present day. The Savior in His mortal ministry spoke of the power to seal families in words to Peter, His chief apostle, when He said, "Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. It is only in the celestial kingdom that we can live in families forever. There we can be in families in the presence of our Heavenly Father and the Savior. The prophet Joseph Smith described that wonderful experience this way in the Doctrine and Covenants: "When the Savior shall appear, we shall see Him as He is. We shall see that He is a man like ourselves. And that same sociality which exists among us here will exist among us there, only it will be coupled with eternal glory, which glory we do not now enjoy." Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 1 through 2. This scripture suggests that we can, with confidence, aim for a heavenly standard in our relationships within our families. We can care enough about our family members, living and dead, to do all that we can to offer them the priesthood ordinances that will bind us in heaven. Many of you, young and old, are doing that. You have looked for names of ancestors who have not yet received the ordinances that can seal you together. Almost all of you have living relatives who have not been sealed in families by priesthood power. Many have living relatives who have received priesthood ordinances but are not keeping the covenants they made with God. God will bless you that you'll be able to help reach out to all of those relatives in faith. You have a promise that the Lord makes to His disciples who go to bring others to Him. "And whoso receiveth you, there I will be also, for I will go before your face. I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you to bear you up." Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 88. From my office window, I see brides and grooms every day having their pictures taken among beautiful flowers and shooting fountains. The groom often carries his bride in his arms, at least for a few staggering steps, while the photographer shoots wedding pictures. Every time I see that, I think of couples I have known who in time, sometimes in a very short time after their wedding day, had to carry each other in other ways when life became hard. Jobs can be lost. Children can be born with great challenges. Illness can come. And then habits of having done unto others as we would have them do unto us when it was easier will make us heroes and heroines in those trying times when it takes more than we thought we had in us. We owe our families the kind of relationship we can take into the presence of God. We must not try to give offense or take offense. We can determine to forgive quickly and fully. We can try to seek the happiness of others above our own. We can be kind in our speech. As we try to do all these things, we will invite the Holy Ghost into our families and into our lives. My assurance to you is that with the Lord's help and with repentant hearts, we can catch a glimpse in this life of the kind of life we want to have forever. Heavenly Father loves us. He wants us back with Him. The Savior, through the power of His atonement, makes possible the change in our hearts we need to make in order to enter holy temples, make covenants we can then keep, and in time live in families forever in celestial glory, home again. Teaching from this message. As you share the doctrine of eternal families, consider what Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has said. All we seek to strengthen families. Teach with a vision of the importance of families being sealed in the temple. When you have the vision of the sealing ordinances of the temple, you will help build the kingdom of God on earth. I have given you an example, Ensign May 2014, page 34. How can you help those you teach develop a vision of the importance of being sealed in the temple? Invite those who have not yet been sealed to discuss steps they could take toward that ordinance. Invite those who have been sealed to discuss how they can keep the vision of their eternal family and work to improve their relationships with one another. Applying the First Presidency message to youth. Eternally Linked to My Family by Laura Burton. When I was adopted at age 3, my birth mother allowed the adoption to be finalized only if my parents agreed to have my church ordinances done after I turned 12. She thought I needed to be old enough to make the choice for myself, but it was really difficult to wait. Yes, it was hard to see many of my friends get baptized when they turned 8, but what was even harder was knowing I couldn't be sealed to my adoptive parents and 5 older siblings until I was 12. I was scared that something would happen to me and I wouldn't be able to be sealed to them. As my 12th birthday approached, we began planning for my baptism and sealing to my family. My parents let me choose which temple we would be sealed in. I had always thought that the San Diego, California temple was the most beautiful, so my entire family agreed to drive to California for the sealing. I couldn't wait to become an eternal family with my parents and siblings. During my sealing, I felt the Spirit so strongly that it is hard to put into words. Now that I am finally sealed to my family, my feelings of worry have been replaced with comfort and peace, knowing I am now eternally linked to them. Applying the First Presidency message to children, looking to the temple. President Irene explains that because of the priesthood, we have the chance to go to the temple to be sealed together with our family for eternity. Draw or find a picture of your favorite temple and keep it in a place where you will see it every day. Make a list of how you will prepare to go to the temple someday. End of the First Presidency message. Families Can Be Together Forever by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.